Welcome, everyone. Hi to our show. This is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world, solutions for the world's problems, great guests, also a lot of healthy aging, body, mind, spirit, living longer. Those are the themes of our show, and we're on every Saturday, of course, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Here's a number that you can give to your friends and anyone, even if you're not near a computer or laptop or you don't have one, here's a number you can call to hear the show. Anytime, any show on Progressive Radio Network, the number one show in the world. We're growing fast. Our social media is number one in the world. People calling the number I'm going to give you is number one in the world. We've got a great station and a great future. So stay with us. The number to call if you ever want to hear the show, area 712-775-6850. Of course, you can always hear on the computer, laptop, iPad. We all know that. So, all right, today we're going to talk about struggling, addictions. We're going to talk about relationships, chakras, and how chakras are used to help people with all these problems. We have one major guest on and another person coming on late. Our first guest is Eve Spirit. She is an energy coach, counselor, using chakras at a very high level. I happen to know because she gave me a counseling session over the phone for 30 minutes, and it was excellent. Nobody goes on this show unless they're extremely good. And I'm a really pretty good judge of people. That's why this show is growing fast. Stefan, are you there? Our co-host Stefan Rudolph, can you tell us about your end of the show at the, towards the end?
Yeah, Bobby, I'm here and having a great day. Great to be with you again on Let's Create a Better World. I have a friend and guest coming on, Steve Walford, and he's going to be here talking about recovery as well and overcoming addictions and taking your life to the next level and living the healthiest, best life we can. So look forward to speaking with him in about a half hour here.
Yes, sir. Very good. Okay. Thank you. Now, the next few weeks, we've got some great, great shows coming up. We're going to be talking about a little more about the environment, especially in the indigenous ways of how people of third world, people of color, people that before the modern era, how they lived, how they ate, how they lived on the land, how they worshipped and believed in the sun, the earth, the land, the air, the sky, the animals, the plants. It was such a beautiful way that they had. We're so far removed from that. Then also we'll be talking a little bit about the elections. We're working on trying to get either Dennis Kucinich, who ran for president a few years ago, and or Jill Stein, who is running right now for the Green Party. We don't hear much about her or her campaign because the main parties, Democrat and Republican, the two-headed corporate monster, do not want her on. They've got enough problems worrying about all the things Bernie Sanders is saying. So, we have a lot of good things to say. And finally, in about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to begin little by little, 2 or 3 weeks in a row, talking about how we can really, really make this a better world. We're going to talk about the problems and solutions. And there is some thought that there's going to be a golden age coming after we go through all the hell and problems of money, disasters, and all the things that are going on now, the climate change. All these things are going to always be with us, but at a lighter amount. We're going to talk about all that, and I've got some great, great guests. That is one of my favorite subjects, along with health and aging. All right, let's get to our first guest, Eve Spirit, counselor, energy healer, helps a lot of people with a lot of issues, I know, because she was with me for half an hour, and she really helped me with some things. I'm a healer and I'm a counselor, and I help a lot of people involved with Gary Knowles Health Support Group and people throughout Southern California that are sick. I use Gary's, Knowles methods, and I help a lot of people. And I get a lot of the best supplements and products. But just once in a while, I need someone to help me, and this woman helped me. Eve Spirit, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on today.
Good, good, good. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about people that are struggling and how you use chakras to help that. We're going to talk about a few things along those lines. We got about 25, 30 minutes with you. But first, I'd like you to mention how you got into this and some of the things that you do, some of the ways you help people. Please.
Absolutely. Thank you. I went through pre-med when I was growing up. I got accepted to UCLA Medical School and became a physician. Once I got my MD, I then did a residency in family medicine. And while I was very proud of my achievement, I noticed that we were addressing mostly the organs of the body and not so much the mind or the underlying reasons for recurring symptoms, such as a woman who would keep coming in with repetitive gynecological infections when we didn't find any physical reasons for why that would happen. Same with a middle-aged gentleman who would continue to come in for unresolved, in terms of figuring out the cause, chest pains. I wanted to get more to the root cause of what might be going on in these situations that weren't resolving entirely, and also wanted to be able to heal more deeply than I was. What I did was I began to focus a little bit more on the mind over matter part, and after finishing training in family medicine, I decided to go back and do more training in the field of psychiatry. And this did help a lot in terms of the mind over matter, and yet it didn't feel as though I was doing everything that I had intended to do. With insurance companies closing in, it was getting to the point where I was being made to push pills and would be pushed to see two patients in a 15-minute time slot. I would say to keep up with the Joneses, but really it was to keep up with the financial bottom line that an HMO was demanding. So I was wondering just how I was going to resolve this on my own when, during a dinner party over a conversation with someone, I came to realize that there is this ability that we have with energy that I was already employing lifelong and didn't know the name for it. Now, I have since opening my eyes, gotten formal training in Reiki, and I have gotten other trainings and education regarding the use of energy, namely the use of manipulating chakras, being aware of how the chakras can affect the different levels in our bodies. And by our bodies, I don't mean just the physical body. I mean our entire being. We have the physical body at the core of our entire being. But as we all know, we are comfortable only with a stranger being at least an arm's length apart from us. And there is a reason for that. The reason that we feel like they're in our space, if they get closer, is because they literally are. They're in our energy space. So we've got a physical body at the core, and immediately outside of that would be our emotional body, and outside of that is our mental body, and then beyond that you could call it a spiritual body. Basically, these are areas of energy that circulate around us and within us. And what we can do to help ourselves to live better lives and to deal better in various situations is to make sure that our energy is constantly in a good flow without obstruction. And that is one of the things that I specialize in now. Thank you for asking.
Energy, that's so important. You know, people don't realize that energy healing is getting bigger and bigger. New age, different methods are getting bigger. People are going back to the ancient ways of 5,000 and 10,000 years ago when the indigenous people around the world healed people. Going back to the Mayans, well over 1,300 years ago, they did brain surgery. They studied the stars. Mm-hmm. They put out the Mayan calendar. So much history, so much that was offered and brought out before. It is not mentioned in history books because the history books were made by, well, Europeans for the most part and non-color people of color who gave their version of what happened. And there's so much misconceptions of a lot of things. But you well said, that's a good explanation of energy, your work, healing. The chakras, let's talk about the chakras, but how you use them to help people with, that are struggling with their problems. Let's talk about struggling first.
Absolutely. I'm just going to do a quick sentence or two to explain chakras for people who might be a little less aware of it. People are getting more enlightened, and so with this program, we wish to reach out to even others who wish to stretch their horizons. So, written knowledge of the chakra system, which is based actually on a yoga philosophy, goes back as far as 2000 BCE and can be found in ancient spiritual texts, such as the Vedas, 2000 to 600 BCE, and the Yoga Sutras of the Patanjali, and that was 200 CE. So the word chakra is Sanskrit for wheel, or vortex. Now, we have several energy vortices within our body. However, we're going to focus, and we do generally tend to focus in Reiki healing on the seven main chakras or energy vortices that make up your body. And we begin with the base of the spine. This is called the root chakra. So basically, just at the base of the pelvic diaphragm, or the pelvic floor, so just where the bottom of your hips are, and the upper thigh, this is where our foundational or root chakra lies. This goes all the way up, the sequence of seven, up the midline. You could say, in a way, up the spine, but this is a 3D system, so just be aware that this is really encasing your body. As we work our way up, we end up at the top with our crown chakra, and that is just at the top of our head. All of these chakras are energetically connected. So when one or more of your chakras becomes blocked or out of alignment, it can affect various aspects of your energy. So you got it. It can be the mental aspect, the emotional aspect. It could also affect you if it lasts long enough. It could be at a level of the physical where it manifests as disease or some health condition that seems to show up out of nowhere. Now,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's really quite a concept, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing. You explained so well. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. So, the physical body that you wake up with in the morning and go to bed with at night, the one that gives you aches and pains or makes you feel elated for finishing a marathon, is often the only body we focus on, this physical aspect. It's important to remember that for our well-being, there are these other bodies. Now, what we want to do, even though we cannot see thoughts and feelings, we know they exist. So just imagine how you feel when someone says something that is cruel, or if you were to get really bad news. I remember once someone wanting to purchase a home was told that the roof needed to be replaced, and that was an additional $10,000, and he literally buckled over as if he had gotten a blow to his stomach. We can manifest physically what starts out in thin air as energy, simply the spoken word. Very interesting, just to remember this connection when you think about dealing with chakras and having a chakra or an energy healing done. So what I'd like to do then, in order to start talking about some of the struggles that we deal with in life and how we might be able to combat them, at least begin to work on them through our chakras, beginning with our root chakra. Now, remember, I am saying that energy chakras, and I'm not the first, obviously, I'm simply saying here in the program, that each chakra connects or correlates to certain physical aspects of the body. So sorry about that. So for the physical aspects of the body that relate to the root chakra are the bladder, the nervous system, the spine, and certain reproductive organs. So if you think about the root chakra and how it might affect you, the first thing that you might want to consider are not the physical internal structures, but the physical external structures in your world. our foundation, our in this earth, our physical essentials, such as food, water, and shelter. And in order to obtain food, water, and shelter, we often need money. So finances are a very important aspect of the root chakra energy and flow. We have so much prosperity or so little prosperity, depending on our what we call prosperity consciousness. Now, when we tend to be lower in our concept of how much we deserve to earn or how much we are allowed to have, that is going to be reflected in our root chakra as a faded or less vivid energy. Now, we can... There are ways to look at energy. One of the ways that we use is color. And this is, again, taken from thousands of years ago. We're using their language, so to speak. So the color for the root chakra is traditionally known as red. So we would say that if someone has that chakra blocked, it could be dark, a dark red, like reddish brown. It could be muddied looking. Or it could simply be less vivid, okay? Now, the thoughts that we have around prosperity could be, you know, how do we feel about being wealthy? Do we even like rich people? Do we feel we deserve to be paid for our work? Different people will answer these questions in varying ways. And in the way that they answer and think is going to be reflected in color that we see or the state of health that we see for their chakra. Okay? So one of the things that we can do when we're working on chakras is to work on specific chakras in order to help expand the ideation or the thought processes that are associated with that energy level. Another thing besides the financial can be our vital energy. Energy vibrating at the root chakra regulates our health and our passion for life. So do we have a lot of get up and go, or are we always tired? Some people may need more rest or better nutrition to restore the life force than they're currently getting. Are you a procrastinator or a mover and a shaker? All of these things have a relationship to the activity, the flow, and vitality of the root chakra again. So you can begin to see a range here. And I know you're keeping an eye on the time. Please,
fine.
Let me know. Okay. Because
okay, sure, I will. Don't worry.
Chakras. Okay.
I'll let you know when we got 10 minutes to go. Okay.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
Right.
So another area that people can be concerned about that deals with the root chakra as well is our level of focus. We could notice that we're a bit spacey or scattered in our thoughts and actions. Maybe we just can't focus. These kinds of things are all stemming from that energy vortex that is just at the base of our hips. A couple other elements, excuse me, for us to feel that we are entirely sheltered, it's not just physical shelter that we seek as a basic from this physical planet. It's a sense of safety and protection. And our sense of safety can also move up or down based on the health of our root chakra, regardless of what the external environment really is carrying around us. Another area is inflammation. Now, inflammation in the body often appears, they've noticed historically, an association between inflammation in the body and feeling somewhat unloved or uncomfortable in a situation. Now, when out of balance, this root chakra or any chakra can have too much color or too little. So, if you're feeling too much red, you might be feeling prone to anger or to inflamed joints. You could have headaches. You could have some arthritis. Inflammation shows up in the body to get your attention. It alerts you to work on underlying issues. In spite of our human tendency not to want to deal with the uncomfortable thoughts and situations. So issues that aren't addressed in order to avoid confrontation, we'll often find other ways to be cleared. Okay? So sometimes the first action for a person with inflammation is to get medication, which might mask the symptoms. But again, just like when I was talking about being a physician resident in family medicine and dealing with that chest pain situation or the gynecological problem situation, what we weren't getting to, even though we were palliating or calming down the external cause, we hadn't gotten to the root cause in the cases where they still kept propping up. And here, also, we might be covering the symptom of inflammation, but true healing takes place more when we get to the core issue, okay? And until we take care of the core issue, the physical challenge may resurface. So, go ahead.
Yeah, Eve, you know, we've got about 12, 14 minutes left, but I wanted to also, when you finish with that, go ahead and finish your thought, but struggling, I want to mention that in about another minute or two. So go right ahead and finish up this issue, and then
okay.
I have something to say first before you talk about struggling. People are struggling.
All of these areas are forms of struggling. When a person is struggling with inflammation, with feeling unsafe, with feeling incontinence of emotion or anger, all of these are forms of struggling. Just as they may struggle with a chronic physical illness or chronic fatigue, this lack of vital energy. And so in all these forms of struggling, we can address them at the chakra level. But let's shift over to how you want to discuss or tackle the topic of struggling.
Good. Thank you. You're doing a great job. This is Eve Spirit we're speaking to. I'm Bobby Elias, along with our co-host Stefan Rudolph, who will be on in about 10, 12 minutes with another guest to talk about similar issues, addictions and other issues that are very similar to what Eve is talking about. Struggling. We talk about that on this show once in a while, how there's so much stress out there, especially in this country, how people get stressed about their job situation, if they don't have a job, their money situation, their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And just
mm-hmm.
so many issues, Eve. And then we talk about, I'm a street counselor. I go out, I meet a lot of people that are homeless, have problems, veterans, people with mental problems, people that need a place to stay. And I've run mm-hmm. into so many problems with so many people. So it takes a calming voice, a lot of love, a lot of compassion, caring for them, showing them. One of the secrets to my work is, because a lot of professionals don't do it, and that is, make sure that they understand and look at you in the eye, and they can believe that you really do want to help them. And that's what I concentrate on doing, and I know you do too. So let's finish talking about struggling, because we've got to move on to a couple of more things. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I love how you bring up something that is not spoken of as much, but it is actually important factor in both traditional and non-traditional forms of healing, and that is the installation of hope. And the way that people often believe in whichever method we're using, be it allopathic medical or energy and other New Age forms, so to speak, which really are drawing more on the ancient forms of medicine, it is that we, through our heart chakra, again, it's through chakras, we express enough loving energy toward them and the energy of caring that they respond to that. Our energy is put out there. They respond to it with their energy. And then we, by having our sense of calmness and a sense of hope for them, and because we can see a way out, when we're communicating with them, that will also help them to believe that these things are true. It's the installation of hope is one of the most basic ingredients in the recipe for psychiatric treatment, and it is for any form of healing in reality, because if a person is not believing, then it's very difficult for them to raise their vibration, raise their energy enough so that they can function better.
Right.
And so a lot of those aspects that you were discussing, the difficulty with the finances and employment, that's root chakra related, the business about not feeling quite adequate in this world, that would be solar plexus chakra related. That's the chakra that's just beneath the diaphragm. And the business of depression or feeling down about it could be feeling down about these kinds of things happening, or it could be about feeling down just because one has a tendency to feel down about things. Depression can be attacked from, or I should say, we can achieve some progress with reducing depression if we do touch upon the heart chakras, the solar plexus chakra, and the root chakra. So there are many ways that we can apply dealing with these energy levels to be helping. One big one, so going back to that solar plexus chakra at the diaphragm level, just at the base of the ribcage, is self-sabotage. Why is it that some people do only half a job or go from job to job and they don't manage to hold down anything or be consistent? This is a vital question. A lot of times, not always, but often, people might get to thinking that it's the world against them and that everything they touch withers. And the fact is that they are putting out an energy or a message to the universe that says, progressively with each loss they have, I am fearing even more loss. I am concerned that for whatever reason, I no longer merit having more. And as they put this energy out, they are actually drawing this energy toward them from the universe. Now, just more at a human level, just looking at their energy vortices, what we can notice is that it's important to accept that we might be in part contributing to the situation that we're in. And so for the part that we can control, which is our chakra and the kind of energy we put out, what we want to do is align ourselves with a vision of success and put that vision in front of us on a regular schedule. It could be once, twice, three times a day to begin with. But what we're talking about is simply realigning our perspective to one of higher energy or of greater health. And so, once again, when I am dealing with people and working on their chakras, I can move energy for them, and I can help empower this chakra, and there are other ways that they can empower it. For instance, and these are things, I'm mostly touching upon the things that people are not as aware of, because we don't need to go over the old hat things. Something people might not be aware of is that with the solar plexus chakra, something as simple as taking in yellow foods, because the chakra is yellow, can be of help to them. For instance, it's been medically proven that lemons are good for antibacterial effects and anti-cancerous effects. Now, when we take in more lemon juice, this helps. It happens to help not only with infection and with cancer, but it also is known to help with depression. We tend to feel better about ourselves after we have taken in a daily dose of lemon juice. So it is important to be aware that our energy and the physical do interplay very much. And so a person can affect their own future. They don't have to feel as though they are entirely victimized by the world if they focus on their own energy and boosting it up or better aligning it.
That's great. We're winding down, so please, if you could take a couple minutes to go over relationships. Let me say that there are major problems. There are more divorce these days. People, there's so much out there. A couple can be together, a partner group, and one person goes one way, one goes the other way in their work and hobbies and things, and then they become separated as far as mind thought and getting along. But your version of what people can do I know how you treat them, but what can people do when they have relationship problems aside from going to somebody like yourself? Go right ahead.
Okay, absolutely. So we're going into the area of the heart chakra. So this is basically where we look at relationships, and this is for relationships with everything. So we do have relationships with other people. The most important relationship is with ourselves. So while we do have connections with neighbors and acquaintances, coworkers, employees, supervisors, authority figures, family, extended family, as well as to inanimate objects such as computers and cars and TVs, the less obvious connection with ourselves has just as many layers, but it takes conscious intention to uncover the awareness of the love we have for ourselves. So what is important for us to do is often to just sit and think about how is it that we love someone else, perhaps our partner, our significant other. How is it that we express our love for that person and consider the taking care of that person's needs and desires within reasonable limits? And then look inward toward ourselves and see, are we doing the same thing for ourselves? There's a lot of talk about saying, I love myself enough. That's another way to do it, looking at the affirmations. But the nitty-gritty way to take care of it is to actually look at your data, look inside, and see what is it? What is it that you're doing for others that might be to such an extent that you feel spent inside? And so it's important to be looking at maintaining boundaries, healthy boundaries, and watching. It's not a matter of specific tit for tat, but it is a matter of keeping your bank account of heart chakra energy intact. You want, even if you're giving to an invalid or giving to someone who is not emotionally capable to give back in the same way that you give, you want to be sure that you are replenishing that heart chakra energy from another source so that overall things are balancing out.
Wow, that's good. Okay, for our listeners, we're winding down. We have another guest coming on in a few minutes, but Eve Spirit is with us, and she's been talking about people that are struggling, relationships, and how chakras have a big part of how they do that, and she explained very carefully what chakras are. Why don't you give, could you do it slowly, though, your contact information, any way people can see your website or how they can contact you, but please say it slowly so everyone can mark it down if they'd like.
Thank you so much. My name is Dr. Eve Spirit Speaks, and my website is under construction. I can be reached through Facebook. My Facebook business page is Eve, E-V-E, space, Spirit Speaks, one word, S-P-I-R-I-T-S-P-E-A-K-S. And if you friend my Facebook page and then message me, you are entitled to receive a free 15-minute consultation with me. I'd be glad to discuss with you whatever you'd like. My direct email address is Eve Spirit Speaks, same spelling, EveSpiritSpeaks, one word, @gmail.com.
That's great. Yeah, thank you for offering a 15-minute free consultation for our listeners. And I do encourage those who are listening, no matter what, give a call, even if you don't think you have problems or even if you have a minor problem or just want to talk to her. She's there, 15 minutes, free. And did you have a phone number that you gave out right now, and can you give that, or is that possible, or would you rather have them reach you the other way? Go ahead.
That's fine. My phone number is area code 949-424-4494. Again, 949-424-4494.
Okay, this has been really good. You've got another minute or two. Give just some final thoughts for our listeners. And I always motivate them to not only stay in touch with the guests, but to take heed to what they're saying. You know, Eve, so many people are told do this, do that by people of different titles and family and friends, doctors, counselors. But they don't follow through, and that's so sad because they forget, they get behind, and especially people that are either already a little bit sick or aging. So I encourage those of you listening to the show to call our guests, especially when they offer you a free consultation. Go ahead and take 1 or 2 minutes, please, to finish up with some final thoughts.
Absolutely. Simply to go back to the business of relationships, this heart chakra is the place where you can deepen your relationship. Basically, strong levels of trust and integrity develop based on one's history and experience. What we want to do is, in a healthy relationship, we love and respect each other. Mutual love and respect make a very safe space to overcome personal fears of confrontation. It's important for you to achieve that with whomever and to maintain that, because communication is based on your feeling safe enough to speak up or open up. And if you find that while others may consider this relationship that you are in safe and comfortable, but there is something bothering you and you are not. Get this address.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Basically, be sure that you get this address for you. Perhaps there are some internal reasons for why you might not be feeling safe when the situation does appear safe. We can take care of that, too. You can take care of that. We can simply help shed some light on some areas that you need enlightenment on so that you can open your scope and do some exercises and gain in this area.
Wow, that's great. Okay, Eve, I'm going to give your number out myself in a minute, but thank you so much for being here, for offering 15 minutes to our people, explaining the chakras, relationships, struggling, et cetera. And we'll be talking to you again soon. I want to get some more information and discussion with you in the near future, so we'll be in contact. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, that was great. All right, before we get to our next guest, just want to let our listeners know that we've got a lot of things coming up in the next few weeks about how we can make this a better world. I've got guests that are going to come up with new provocative information about the problems that we're having with the disasters, with the weather, the climate change, the corruption, greed, violence, hate, and how it's been getting bad, but how we think that the people are not going to let it happen that way, and there's a lot of things to discuss. Well, we'll get into that in the next few weeks, so stay with this show, listen to the promotions that we have, the promos, and stay with us. All right, we've got about 10, 12 minutes, Stefan, and I'll come in about 12 minutes, and you and I can finish up with a couple things we'll talk about. But go right ahead, Stefan, and introduce your guests, and go ahead and get started.
Yeah, Bobby, that was great. It's Stefan Rudolph here, and I love listening to Eve and everything she had to say about the energy and the chakras and really just changing our life, and that's what we're here for. I have a good friend and fellow coach that's coming on board, Steve Wofford, and I want to introduce him from his business, Recovery Squared. And Steve, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Good, Steve. So welcome to the show. Let's create a better world. Wanted to learn a little bit more about your business here and what you're doing for people. Tell our listeners what you have to offer and what's been going on in your life.
Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you having me on today. And so, yeah, like you said, I'm a transformational coach, and it is my purpose to help and serve others into living their infinite potential. I've had to recover from addictions, depression, disease, and divorce. And the secret that I found was in the rhymes and rhythm of recovery, we're all basically the same. So in truth, in the way I see it, we're all recovering from something, and it's rooted in the disconnection from our true self. And when we are disconnected from our essence, a separation is created between each other and our creator. And this disconnection is the base for which all of our suffering is bound. So I primarily focus on one thing that brings one person in one moment closer to their oneness and connected with our creator, each other, and all the abundant producing energies of the universe. I help people through my blog, podcast, speaking, and coaching. You can find out more at recoverysquared.com.
Okay. Great. And so as far as your life and what you went through, tell us a little bit about what you've done, say, recently for one of your clients or patients that came on, what they were going through, and how you've helped them.
Well, luckily, I've had to recover, you know, like I said, through many different things. And many of the people that I coach, they're not in the active addiction. But they might be dealing with depression or some health-related issues. And some of the people that I work with, primarily they come in and they just know that they're stuck. They know that they're called to a higher purpose, and they know that their life is not working out. And so initially I generally start working with them on getting rid of, mostly I find, a lot of the negative thought patterns and limiting beliefs. And then once we start cleaning up those sorts of things and maybe some diet and health-related issues, we can kind of take a deeper dive in dealing with some of those beliefs and getting clear on what kind of life they're trying to create. Because, you know, I'm a huge fan of starting with the end and getting really clear on what you want, because there's a million decisions in life. And so as we kind of come through this process of transformation, we have to be real clear where we're trying to go.
Exactly. And you know that we are what we fuel ourselves with, and that's a big part of our show and our topics is we are what we eat. You know, let's create a better world. And when we say that, not just the world around us, but the world within us. And, you know, the way we fuel ourselves is who we become. And I think, and I know more and more these days, especially with kids, they're not aware of this. They're eating the fast foods, the junk foods. And that, as you can probably attest to, Steve, leads to addiction in itself for fast foods, right? For sugar, all kinds of crap, you know, monster energy drinks, everything that they're eating becomes their first addiction. And may lead into a gateway, you know, an opener to another addiction of cigarettes and then alcohol and then drugs. So we have to keep our kids clean, and that starts with fueling them, right? And that's the nutrition side of it.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I've even been going, you know, I've been doing a lot of work in this area and finding out what's a symptom and what are the core issues. And it's kind of counterintuitive in some ways, because when I first cleaned up, I eat a very clean, almost flawless diet. I eat probably cleaner than just about anyone I know. And I know some pretty healthy people. But when I first changed my diet and I had, you know, I had a six pack, I was, you know, less than 8% body fat, great shape, I could run circles around most people. But I, in a lot of ways, I was still, my mind was still broken. Because I thought, you know, you get healthy, get your mind healthy, and then you're just happy, right? But then what I started realizing was that just like the food creates, the food manifests itself in your body, right? But if your mind and your thoughts are not in line together, then you can still have a lot of the other ailments and, whether it's injuries, illness, you know, just aches and pains, that those thoughts actually manifest themselves just like food does. And so I've had to do a lot of work, not only in myself, but with the people that I'm coaching, in that your thoughts are just as important as the food, because I started realizing that, you know, like when I wake up with like a kink in my neck or something today, it's not because I didn't eat good. It's because my thoughts were not in alignment with truth. And so that created some sort of stress or tension in my life. And so, I like to eat a healthy diet of thoughts, if I were to explain it that way.
Yeah, that's a great point. And to our listeners, just to update you, this is Steve Walford from Recovery Squared. It's Stefan Rudolph here on Let's Create a Better World. That's a great point, Steve, because our thoughts create us, and maybe you've heard the statistic too, that we have an average of 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day that go through our mind, and that's on the subconscious and conscious level as well, but we only choose a few of those, you know, to put into manifest them, right? And if we choose that negative thought, that's exactly what happens. We start keeping, you know, thinking negative. And you made a great point. You know, we turn into that, and we maintain that. So it's really hard to change from an addict into, you know, a positive thinker, right? That's what you help with, especially. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's probably the core of what I like to do, is getting back to our true essence. Some people call it their inner child, their higher self, source, or the God in your heart, whatever you want to call it. That's the core of what I'm trying to do. And what happens early on, we get disconnected from that. And then we create this internal judgment and internal dialogue that we're not good enough, that I did this wrong, and we start judging. And what happens, that judging creates that separation. And then once we have that separation, we're disconnected from ourselves, and we often try to make ourselves feel better by really addictions. It could be just addicting to thoughts. It could be addicted to food. It could be addicted to cigarettes, to drugs, alcohol, pornography, sex, money,
work,
possessions. You can really become addicted to just about anything, And so really what I try to do when I'm working with people, I try not to focus on the symptoms. There's millions of people out there that help with those, hey, let's fix this, fix that. But the branches of addictions are just that. They're branches. You can go lop off one, but another one's just going to go back in its place, and you might even get more. And so what I try to do is take it back to who we were really created to be. And so once you get at the root of that cause and reconnect internally, then all those other things just vanish. You talk different. You feel different. And your whole you literally transform, because otherwise you're just you never stop fighting the battle, and you keep struggling.
Yeah,
so
they
getting
say
at that core
that
issue,
inner demon, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, that voice within gets louder and louder, and we can't stop it. And so that's a great point, because it's something that you keep going over and over and expecting different results. And what's that called? Insanity, right? And you
exactly.
help with helping people recognize that. And you've been doing this. How long have you been helping people now?
I started my business officially last year, so it's been just about a year now.
Okay. Yeah, and you look great, and you can find Steve on Facebook under Recovery Squared. And why don't you give our listeners your contact information as well, some more information about you.
The best way to contact me, you can send me an email at steve@recoverysquared.com, or you can go to recoverysquared.com. There's a contact form and links to all my social media outlets, and that's probably the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, and tell us a little bit more, because this is focused on health and nutrition here. You mentioned 8% body fat. Now, I'm impressed. I got down to about 11% one time at 45 years old, but I'm mm-hmm. about 15. How did you get down to that, and was that healthy? Or tell our listeners about healthy ways of losing weight that you did that.
So many people in the fitness industry, they kind of make it a lot more difficult than it has to be. And that's because there's just so much information, misinformation, marketing, or what have you. And not only that, our food system isn't really set up to, it's not set up in your favor to lose weight. And so I basically started on the form of a paleo diet, which specifically was the Bulletproof diet. And it starts in the morning with butter coffee or Bulletproof coffee. And I have, for the most part, I have salmon and avocado salad, and then a grass-fed mm-hmm. steak at night. And that's really just been the staple of my lifestyle for the last several years. And I don't really go off of it too much. It's like I found something that works, and I just stick with it. And, you know, all the cravings for carbs and sugars and sweets, they just go away. It's not that I want a cookie or can't have one. It's just there's absolutely no desire, and so it really made it very easy to maintain this. And not only that, since I'm fat adapted versus carb and sugar adapted, my body just, I have endless energy. It's kind of like I see many people, especially the ones I work with, they're on the carb and sugar energy versus fat energy, and our bodies are a little bit more adapted to run on fats. But the problem is the American diet is low in healthy fats. And the
exactly.
fats that are out there are often, you know, they're not healthy. And so you're going to cause a lot of inflammation eating that kind of diet.
Yeah, and that could be a whole other topic, another show. That's a great point, because we used to be looking at it as it should be 20% fat, right? Remember that with the food pyramid when it came out in the 80s?
Right.
And it was like 60% carbs, and now you look at it and it's like, no, it's completely opposite. There are good saturated fats and those areas that we need to focus on, as fish and other areas that our body needs. And that's a great point that you made to our listeners and to me personally, because I still go for the dark chocolate, so, you know, trying to break that addiction myself. But it's a funny
right.
one, but still, it would be great to, I'm going to look at that more in tune with Bulletproof, is what you said. It's called Bulletproof Brain Octane. I think that's what it's called, right? It's an oil, is that correct?
Yeah, there's the Bulletproof diet, and there's also the Bulletproof, which it's one and the same, but they also have a line of supplements, and they have a product called Brain Octane, which is MCT oil, which is a derivative of coconut oil. And that
okay.
goes into my butter coffee. And I just want to point out that all these fats are from grass-fed cows and organic, and so they're really good for you, low in inflammatory fats that are kind of the premise of this diet. There's also, early on, there was a couple other diets that are very similar. One was called Whole 30, and another one's Primal Blueprint, which were all kind of, I went on this deep dive into what it was to eat healthy because I was very kind of confused myself. And what I found was that I actually, when I started researching all this, I literally felt like the world had lied to me. And my eyes were open up and I was like, wow, there is just so much bad information out there, and it's really not hard once you find the right thing, what works for you. And it was just very eye-opening. I literally just felt this, not only this world open up, but it was almost kind of like I just felt deceived. I was like, wait, what, really? It's that easy? And I feel, I really feel for people that are struggling, and part of my message is, you know, the diet and the exercise thing, you don't have to work out once a week. You can work out once a month if you want, if you do it right and you eat good. You're better off just going and taking a walk. But people go to the gym, they're spending 6-7 hours a week working out and counting calories and all that. And it's just not, it's not that you can't lose weight. It's just not sustainable. It takes too much effort. And sorry, I like it. I like to do it the easy way.
Hey,
exactly, Steve.
This is Bobby Elias back. Sipan does a great job. He's a co-host here, and thanks, Sipan, for a great guest, Steve. I love what you talked about, Steve, about how food is so important. How this is one of the root causes of people's problems, struggling and addictions. They eat really, really bad. They don't know. This country is just run by corporate people and money-making people that are feeding us junk, GMO food and processed food. It's ridiculous. And I'm glad to hear that you're like myself, but somebody that's pretty flawless or trying to be flawless as much as possible the way we eat. But, Sipan, we've got to finish up. If you can give your contact information, Steve, please.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead and tell us, our listeners, once again about what you do and your contact information there.
Yes.
All right, yeah, so you can check out me at recoverysquared.com, and I have a blog, I have a podcast that's going to be released probably the first week of June that's going to come out. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, wellness, meditation, and different things like that. And I also have my coaching practice, and you can find out more at Steve, or my email address is steve@recoverysquared.com, and then my website, recoverysquared.com.
Hey, Steve, we'd like to have you on again, or at least perhaps you can give the information to Sipan about your podcast coming up in a short while. So we can announce that on the show. Sipan can bring it up, and maybe we can speak to you for a few minutes at that time. Can't promise, but thank you so much for being on the show. And Sipan, great job by getting this young man together with us.
Yeah, awesome hearing from you, Steve.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it, and thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Okay,
we'll see
take
you later. Sipan, this was great. Really good guest. You did that last week. We're going to do that more often where we want to bring issues, and we're adding more and more, if our listeners haven't noticed, about how people can get themselves together from addictions, from stress, from relationships, from problems. And we're going to have more and more counselors and people. Sipan is really good at that because it's just like the Steve that just spoke to us. Sipan also picked himself up by his bootstraps and got his life together. You've done a great job, Sipan, and I admire people like you and Steve for changing their lives for the better and trying to help other people do the same. Really great.
Well, I appreciate it, Bobby, and I'll wrap up here real quick, too, because Steve was great, and we shared the same lifestyle. And what I've gone through, you know, Bobby, where I met you at the Raw Foods event, and when we met about 2 years ago, I was doing web design and marketing, but I got certified as a life coach, recovery coach, spiritual coach. So I've transformed my life now just like Steve has there, and going to help others. That's what you know, if you help others, the money will show up later. I'm in it for the heart now of what I went through, I want to help others with, and, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and those are the areas that I focus on. And you know, just helping others out and helping people grow. So it's great to be a part of Let's Create a Better World.
Yeah, that's great. Good. All right, let me wrap up the show because I wanted to encourage our people to keep listening to the show. We've got some great, great guests coming up in the near future. We mentioned Denis Kucinich, who ran for president some years ago, has got some great ideas on how we can change the world. How it's not easy, of course, but how we can, we have solutions and ideas on how we can change all the things that are happening. And they are happening. There's a shift in what's going on in the world. We see that, and we're going to have our guests talk about that. Not only Denis Kucinich, but Jill Stein, running for president right now on the Green Party ticket. And she never gets a chance to get speak at some of these debates because the Democrats and Republicans, you have to be one of them in order to be a part of a debate. Not only that, but they disclude people like independents. In the state of New York, independents could not vote, which really hurt Bernie Sanders. So there's a lot of people left out, and we don't have anybody left out here. This show is for the underdog, for the poor, disabled, people of color, people with disabilities, with people of all stripes, people, gender issues, injury issues, sickness, heart attacks, body, mind, spirit, aging, and solutions for the world's problems like climate change we talk about, GMOs we talk about on this show, EMF, which is electromagnet fields, which is wireless radiation of all kinds that people don't realize. We teach, educate, and get the best speakers. So be sure to keep tuning into our show. In the next few weeks, we've got some great guests coming up about the elections, about we may have Jane Fonda and Suzanne Summers. I'm working on them. I know Jane Fonda myself to talk about celebrities, talk about movies. And Suzanne Summers has got some great new things that she's involved with, movies, documentaries, and some new products that she's has for aging. So we're going to talk about all that in the next few weeks and much, much, much more. Stefan, great job today. We're wrapping it up right here, and now I finish up a little early today because of certain reasons. But let me give some thank yous. Thank you to Stefan for bringing in our guest. Thank you to Eve Spirit, our other guest. Thanks to Progressive Radio Network, Jason, the director, to our engineer, Jesse, to Gary Null for having the station, to Stuart Hassel, our producer in L.A., co-producer, also our associate producer, Lydia, both doing good jobs. And thank you, the listeners, for tuning in to our show. Thank you, and we'll see you again next week.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call. When the world must come together as one, there are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.